Say it with me, everybody. I had fainted,
unless I had believed
to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. And we like the Amplified Bible. It says, what would have become of me had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? If you were here this morning, I think most of you probably were here this morning. Man, we saw some stuff. You remember Moses? Remember Moses just got a taste of God. And, you know, there's some drugs they say you just get one taste, you're hooked. And the God drug, the Holy Spirit, that is the case. I tell you, one taste, and you just got to have more and more and more and more and more. Amen. And instead of going to the popular church where everybody can come and leave, come just as they are and leave just as they came, and never have any change in their life, because you tasted of the things of God, you have to go to that church. Hey. You know what I'm talking about. You know, they ask you what church you go to. And you tell them, they say, oh, you go to that church. And they say, you believe in that Holy Spirit stuff?
Oh my God.
And speaking in tongues? And you say, yeah. And then they say, oh, you're one of those. So you're one of those? And you go to that church? Well, that's but mighty convenient, because he's that good. Amen. He's that good. That good. He's that good. What do we mean by that good? The thing that the circumstances and the voice of the enemy tell you he's not that good. Yes, he is that good. He is that good. That good. He is that good. You might say, you're just saying what you said before. I know when you get it, I stop saying it. Praise the Lord. Actually, when I get it, I'll stop. When I get it, I can't stop saying it. He is that good. That good. That good. You need to hear it. You need to hear it, because I know there's things you're believing for. I mean, some of you, maybe you're young. Others of you have been young a long time. You know what I'm talking about. And so maybe where most of your earth years are behind you. Well, you think, well, the window closed on this, the window closed on that, the window closed. If God still says it.
Amen.
Yeah. Then you're authorized to claim it. You're authorized to believe. And God is that good. We're gonna have that good testimonies coming out of these services. You hear me? We're gonna have testimonies. Testimonies.
That good. That good.
There's things we're believing for, we've been believing for years now. Shouldn't have taken this long. And we're no closer to it from the natural.
Come on.
You know what I mean? The checkbook says we're no closer to it. You've made zero progress.
Come on.
Now, don't look so depressed. I'm not saying it's sad, and I'm not saying it to try to get you to do it for me. Because you can't. There's probably nobody here big enough to take care of all that God's put on our plate to believe for.
That's true. I bet you.
I mean, you might be, but I'm just talking about God's. We have things stacked. Amen. And those circumstances want to tell me he's not that good.
He is.
But the word says he's that good. The word says he's that good. Amen. So stuff that in the natural I have no business believing for, if God put it in me, if God put it in my heart, I can have it.
Yes.
I can have it.
Yes.
I gotta slap somebody soon. I'm just
That good.
He's that good. What God said you can have,
come on.
You got. You have. You can have. You can have.
Amen.
What God said you can do, you can do. You can do it.
Yeah.
What God says you are, you are.
Overcomers. Praise.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So. It's just an exciting thing.
Yes,
now, we talked, glory to God, this morning. Took you all the way through Matthew. You remember that? And looked at so many verses along the lines of the goodness of God. Remember I said I'd take you into the New Testament tonight?
Yes.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Go. We're just going to do it actually quick like. If you believe that, I got other things I want to try to sell you. 2 Peter chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what you'll find is that in the letters, in the Bible, what we would call post-redemption, meaning after redemption had been accomplished. What do we mean by redemption? Jesus paying the price, dying on the cross, rising again, amen, being ascended to the right hand of the Father. What the price he paid and the things that he suffered for during his, what we call the passion. That all those things together, redemption. Redemption. Redemption means to buy back by paying a price. Jesus paid the price of his precious blood and his body. Amen. To purchase us back from dominion from the enemy. Glory to God. He has, the Bible says, delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and has translated us. Translated means it has instantly moved us, instantly positioned us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. One translation says son, kingdom of his dear Son, but the Son of his love, it actually says in the Greek. Woo! He put us into his family. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? The Amplified says, who can be our foe if God is on our side? Amen. Man, you get the word in you like that, you'll be instead of running from the devil, you'll be looking for him. Come on, you'll be running to him.
That's right. Betcha. Hallelujah.
I heard a minister recently say something about faith that'll make a tadpole slap a whale. You know what I mean?
Yes. That says it all.
Boom.
That says it all.
I like when those little dogs go after the bear and stuff. Yeah. I mean, they're going to die, but that's all right. I just like that they think they can take them. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyhow, what were we talking about before I got off on that? Did I tell you to turn to that verse? I did. Oh, yeah. Talking about the post-redemption. Remember we were talking about where are we now? Now, in the New Testament, the letters, everything from after the Gospels, you know, that's the New Testament, the New Covenant. Amen. And in the New Covenant, you don't even see this word goodness all that much.
No.
Come on.
No. There's other words in the New Testament that describe the goodness of God. And really, you see the word grace. God's grace is God's giving. Well, isn't that what God's goodness is?
Yes, it is. It's grace.
Yep. Hey, okay, hang on a second. I lost you, but hang on a second. Glory. I'll get you back. Come on. I'll get you back. Listen, 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 2 says, grace. See it? Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according, verse 3, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Amen.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
How did he give that to us? Well, his divine power gave it to us, but how did it start? Grace and peace. God's grace gave us. When he paid the price, he's already given you everything that pertains to his plan for your life. Amen. When you encounter the step in his plan, the provision's already there from his standpoint. That's how good he is. He provides ahead of time. He provides ahead of time. Oh, I could take weeks and 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 preach on this part of it and never get through it. You see what I'm saying? Because I've been feeding on this for years now. And I barely preach it publicly. I've just been feeding on it privately.
That's good.
But oh my goodness. He's already given us. That He's that good. Who else do you know is that good?
Nobody.
I don't know nobody that good. But he's that good. He's that good.
That good.
We won't have you turn there, but you know Ephesians 1 verse 3?
Yes.
Huh?
Yep. Yes.
No, better turn. But that's the companion verse to this. We're talking about the goodness of God in the New Testament. Yeah. Ephesians 1, 3. Well, start in verse 2. What's it say? What? Grace to you. And peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with, shout this next word, all. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now, folk hear that and they say, oh, that's just talking about spiritual blessing. Listen, honey, anything that God is in that you receive from Him is a spiritual blessing, even if it's a natural item or a natural thing. Amen. Listen, divine prosperity, godly prosperity, that's a spiritual blessing.
Yes.
A good way to read it would be all spiritually accessed blessings in heavenly places. Now, in heavenly places, what's that talking about? Heavenly places in Christ. Mm-hmm. The Bible, when the Bible talks about three different, if I could say, levels of heaven.
Yes.
You study scholars years ago, you know, noticed this, that, because the Bible talks about, of course, the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Our Earth's atmosphere is a level of heaven.
Yes. Right.
And then there is the atmosphere above that, or I guess it's not the atmosphere, but sun, moon, and stars. Thank you out there. And then there's the abode of God. What Paul said, I was caught up to the third heaven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, what blessings in heavenly places are this talking about? Because it's not talking about the first heaven, our atmosphere.
No.
Because that's just, and he's not talking about the second heaven where there's wicked spirits in heavenly places. There ain't no blessings where the wicked spirits in heavenly places are. This is talking about what you and I call heaven. If we wanted to say it simpler, we could have said all of the blessings of heaven. Somebody pick me up off the floor. I mean, all of the blessings of heaven. The part that you can receive now.
Yes. Amen.
Right now.
There are blessings of heaven that we cannot receive now. Amen. We have what's called the first fruits of our inheritance. We have the down, but it's still heaven. We have some heaven to go to heaven with. We have some heaven to live on earth with.
Amen.
Thank God.
That's how good.
Amen.
So the New Testament doesn't so much talk about God being good or His goodness. But it demonstrates it. It illustrates it. It shows it. It gives examples of it. And in all these cases, it says, you already got it.
Amen.
You already been translated. You already been delivered.
Yeah.
You already been delivered.
Amen.
You already been, by His wounds, you were healed. You already been healed.
Amen.
Amen. My God supplies.
Oh.
I know we camp on that word. My God shall. Yeah. That's the strongest. It's not even in there in the Greek.
Yeah.
Sorry, go look at it. It's not in there.
God
supplies, abundantly supplies your every need. Your every need.
Doesn't hold back.
Oh, we got a need. Oh, no. There's already a supply. I'm learning this. Amen. We encounter needs on a sometimes semi-hourly basis. Oh, another need. We just had a need last hour. I don't care. Here's another one. They didn't ask if it was a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a need to come up.
Right, yeah.
And another need. Well, sometimes when those needs come up, you're like, oh, God, we got more needs than we can see how the provision.
Yeah.
But if it's a need, if I could say it this way, in the will of God.
Yeah, the will of God.
Amen.
The supply is connected.
Yeah.
Already connected. Already supplied from God's standpoint.
Yes.
Don't have time to really go into it, but there's a lot we could say about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Praise God.
Should we just dismiss now?
No.
I mean, but I'm just saying it's awesome. It's awesome. You could just dismiss now and have a lot to digest, a lot to chew on. And so I don't want to choke you, so I'm gonna reel it back, and let's just get back to simple, where I like it. Hallelujah. Psalm 34. Now, we're not going to read the whole thing, but we could get excited if we read the whole thing. How many of you found Psalm 34? We're going to look at verse 8. Are you ready for verse 8? Oh, taste. Oh, taste. And see that the Lord is weird. Huh? How many ever met some Christians, and if you were tasting based on your encounter with that Christian, you'd say, that's weird. That's weird. And I know to the natural person, the person that's lost, there are going to be some things that seem weird. But if you really taste of God, if it's really God, how's it going to taste? You go, oh, the Lord is good. Oh, doesn't just say taste and see. Oh, taste. I like that O. I like that O. Spiritos. You know what I mean? It's my favorite cereal. Taste and see. That means you got a part. Aren't you glad that God's goodness is a substance that you could partake of? You can partake of the substance of his goodness. Remember, Moses was asking God, show me your... He used three different words. First, he said, if your presence doesn't go with us, I don't even want to go. And then he said, show me your glory. Show me the fullness of your manifest presence. And then God said, I'll make my goodness pass before you. Letting us know that... Listen... Part of his goodness is his presence, and part of his goodness is his glory. And you can thank you, ma'am. You can partake. You can taste. You can taste.
Yes, you can.
The other problem is, you know, you have little ones sometimes. You ever try to get them? They won't open their mouth, and you got to sing songs, and you got to play games to try to get them to open their mouth. And when they open their mouth finally, you got to get that spoon in there quick. Amen. And you go to churches and you try to get Christians to partake, and it's like, open your mouth, honey. Open your mouth, honey. Just stuff it in. Open your mouth, honey. They want to sit there and clamp down. Shut. They don't want to partake. They don't want to taste. But if I promise you, if you try it.
Oh, you'll like it.
You'll like it. Come on. If you'll try it.
You'll like it.
You'll like it.
Did your mom ever say that to you?
Yeah.
Anybody ever say like spinach? If you try it, you're like, that's a lie. That is a lie. That's a lie. That ain't true. But there are some foods that if you try it, you like it. Yes. Hey, go to Hebrews, the 6th chapter with me. Glory.
Yes. What a mighty God. Goodness gracious.
Hebrews 6. Taste. Come on. What, pastors, was I or was I not vocally responding to that devilish apple stuff that she made earlier? We all were. We were eating it and going, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Remember that? Yeah, we were. That apple crumb, apple crisp, whatever it was. I know my wife makes it. She's a good baker. And I got to get home, guys. I'm hungry. No. Praise the Lord. Oh, taste. When you taste the things of God and you're really tasting, It's hard to just sit there.
Oh, come on.
Delicious.
Come on.
You get excited. You betcha. Glory to God.
How was church tonight?
Makes Jesus glad that the devil said.
Come on.
Oh, taste. Oh, taste. Now, what are we tasting? What are we tasting? Just exact. Okay. Thank you for your answers, I guess. But, hallelujah. Hebrews 6, verse 4 says, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, look at this, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Ooh, that's really talking about our salvation experience, the heavenly gift. We know that's what it's talking about because then the next thing it says, and we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost. That would be talking about being filled with the Spirit. There's another taste. I said there's another taste. Mm-mm-mm. How many like that heavenly gift? Right? The gift of God's Son. Amen. Whew, being born again. That was a gift.
Amen.
And we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of all taste. And see that the word is good. But and it goes on to say and the powers. And what do you mean and joins it? Have tasted the good word of God and have tasted the powers of the world to come. Can you do that? Now we just talked about it. What is the world to come for the believer?
It is
heaven.
Heaven. Third heaven.
You can have a slice.
Yeah.
Right now.
Uh-huh. You betcha.
You can have you can taste the substance of God.
Yeah.
The powers of the world to come.
Yeah.
You can be partakers of the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Betcha.
That's what we taste enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I said that's and it is
good.
Oh, it is good.
It is
good. Oh, my Lord.
My Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Tasted of the heavenly gift. Partakers of the Holy. Partakers means you took in.
Yeah.
That means you tasted. Tasted of the Spirit.
Yep.
Glory. Amen. Tasted the good word of God. Tasted the powers of the world to come. Honey, that belongs to us. That belongs. That's what you and I get to taste. And we can taste it every day. We can taste it at night on our bed.
Yep.
Amen. We can taste God all through the day. And you know what? Now, there's certain foods. My problem is not liking too few foods. My problem is liking too many.
Seafood.
And I particularly like Mexican food. And there's one place that I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I do go there and enjoy it. There's this one place. I used to have to go to Tulsa for it. Now they have them in our town, our area. And this place, you go there and you leave smelling like what you just ate. Oh, you do. You have to wash your clothes after you eat there. You smell like it.
That's good.
You know when you taste God and you take in enough of God. You, the Bible talks about you being the aroma.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Jesus.
When you come in the room, it ought to be. What is that? That's God. Something smells like God. Oh, and let me tell you, that's not a bad smell. That is. He doesn't just taste good. He smells good. He smells good. Listen, I walk by that kitchen out there every single service. Had to put my flesh under every time because it smells good in there. Whatever they do in there, it's smelling good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we just one more because you've been so good, you deserve it.
Praise God. Draw near to him, he draws near to me. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
My goodness.
All right.
Glory.
Could you find Zechariah?
We can find Zachary.
We can find Zachary.
Yeah.
You betcha. You showed up at that ankle monitor.
Okay, you got something you'd like to share with the whole class? Father, thank you. Are you there in Zechariah? What chapter? Go to chapter 9. If you were there, doesn't mean you're more spiritual than the person that wasn't there. I know Christians believe there's no such thing as coincidence. All right.
God. My.
God. Verse 17, are you ready?
Yeah,
amen. For how great is his goodness? Now, oh, come on now. Did you see that? Yeah. How great is his goodness? How great is his beauty?
Yeah.
Then it goes on to talk about what it's talking about. How good is he? Grain shall make the young man cheerful.
Yeah.
And new wine, the maids.
Hallelujah.
The guys are eating, the gals is drinking. We're talking about tasting the substance of God. How great is his goodness? How great is his beauty?
Beautiful. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And notice what's attached to his goodness. He'll give you something, not just something to eat physically, not naturally, spiritually.
Yes.
Spiritually.
Yes. Yes.
Spiritually. Now, how do you eat and drink spiritually? Well, the Bible compares, didn't Jeremiah say, your words were found and I did eat them. So you eat by taking in or partaking of the word.
Amen.
But while the guys was eating, them gals, what the gals doing?
They're drinking.
They're drinking. They're drinking new wine. What's new wine? It's a God-infused substance. So that you can eat spiritually, eat of the word.
Yes.
But Jesus said over in John chapter 7, around the 37th verse, he says, he said, come to me.
Yeah.
If any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. What's he mean, drink? Well, he goes on to say, this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. So you eat spiritually, you eat by partaking of the word, taking in the word. You drink spiritually by partaking of the expressions of the Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Partaking of the flow of the Spirit.
Yes.
When you enter into worship along with the worship team, and you guys have, this church has been really taught well along those. I mean, you guys jump right in and be commended for that.
Hallelujah.
But you're drinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And have you ever noticed that God seems to jump right in the chair with you?
Sure does.
Yeah. And jump right in what you're doing when you...
Amen. Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He jumps right in it.
Huh.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
He gives good eats.
Amen.
He gives good and he gives good drink.
Amen.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He gives good drink.
Amen.
And the Bible calls it wine. Now, what did Jesus say back over there in John chapter 7, verse 37?
Praise God.
He that thirsts, let him come to me and drink, as the scripture says, out of his belly or his innermost being shall flow rivers of what?
Living water.
Living water. So what do we drink? We drink living water. But when you get full enough of living water, there's something that happens.
Yes, come on.
Now over in, I'm not asking you to turn there, but over in John chapter 2, don't you remember Jesus and his disciples were at a wedding feast?
Yes.
And what did they run out of?
Wine.
They ran out of wine. And so he told his servants, how many of God's servants do we have here today?
Yeah.
He told his servants, gather the water pots and do what?
Fill
up the water pots to the brim.
Yeah.
Fill them all the way. Fill them all the way up. Do you understand what those water pots signify?
Oh my goodness.
Every person here, you got a water pot on the inside of you. It's called your inner man. It's called your spirit.
Yes.
You fill up that water pot. How do you fill up?
The word.
Huh? Well, you take it. You take it. How do you fill up this belly?
Come on.
I mean, some of you are great at it. I just talk about me.
You take it in.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
You take in the word and you participate in the expressions of the Spirit.
Yeah, you do.
Amen.
Yeah.
You praise, you worship, you thank, you offer thanks, you speak in other tongues.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you're tasting of the goodness of the Lord when you do that.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, over there, fill up the water pots. That's where we left you, right? The water pots are full. And then what Jesus said? He said, draw out now to the governor of the feast.
Yes.
Yep.
And when they drew out, when they dipped in the pot, or poured out from the pot, or we could say it this way, when what was in the pot began to come out of the pot, it turned into wine. That's why when you drink enough and you partake and taste enough of the things of God, it starts to overflow your physical senses.
Yes. Yes.
And you start to experience what we call the tangibility of God. Do you understand he's tangible?
Amen.
Do you understand he's real?
Yes.
This is not just theory that we're spouting off up here.
Right.
God's a real God.
Yes.
His spirit, it doesn't mean imaginary.
Amen.
There's spirit is real substance in a real realm that's not the natural realm, but what's in the spirit realm can come into the natural realm.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
How does that happen? You take in spiritual substance into your water pot and then begin drawing out. When you draw out, that substance multiplies in form and density, and what was water becomes wine and starts to affect you in a good way.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. And so I love that verse. Praise how great is his goodness. How great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young man happy. And new wine shall make them maids happy. Happy. Happy maids. Come on now, the happy maids. Now, Don't think of maids just like the people that clean the hotels. That's not what we're talking about. The young lady, the ladies. The ladies get happy because of the wine. And if the men weren't so stinking hard-headed, they could get happy too. But lots of times it's the ladies that are the first ones in. You know what I mean? Glory to God. And then the very next part says, the very next verse says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone, grass in the field. Glory to God. Showers of his blessing, showers of his rain. And when you partake of the rain of God, you partake of the rain of the Spirit. Amen. You partake enough of it, you turn to wine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 How many cheerful maids? How many cheerful maids we got tonight? Huh? Yeah. Oh, glory. And how many cheerful guys? Amen. How many cheerful guys?
Yay.
Yeah. See, most of them sit there and say, I'm too cool. I'm way too cool. I'm too cool for that. I'm too cool. Fine. I'll take yours. I'll drink yours. But you ain't getting mine. You ain't getting mine. I'll taste and see. I'll taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste. Ha ha ha. You might say, why are you laughing? The corn done made me cheerful. Yeah, the new wine done make me happy. Ha ha ha. Oh, glory. This is what Moses said. He said, give me more of that. I gotta have that. I'm not going nowhere without that. Ah, glory to God. Come on, start drinking a little bit. Partake of the expressions of, just give God praise. Open your mouth, sweetheart. Come on, open up. Open up, honey. Come on, open. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Praise. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is this rat poison or can I eat these? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. You might say, what you doing? Just drink. Listen, we got the digesting. Think of how much I've fed you in the last 3 days. Amen. Amen. We gotta let this thing work through here a little bit. We gotta wash it down. I say you gotta wash it down. Uh-huh. Well, the maids is getting cheerful anyhow. Yeah. The cheerful maids. Ha 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 ha. Glory. How great. How great is his good. How great is his goodness. How great. Ha. Ha 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 ha. Oh, glory. 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 Ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Now, there is a spiritual law. The maids is getting cheerful. The guys are still sitting there. And I get it. I know. You're cool. But So let me throw some corn your way. There's a spiritual law that you don't ever want to violate. Would you like to know what that law is?
Yeah.
That law is never let your pastor dance alone. Never let your pastor dance alone. That's a spiritual law. Cheerful maids, cheerful guys.
I don't know.
Amen. If they can keep the liquor stores in business, amen, then we ought to be able to drink of the new wine of God. We ought to be able to drink of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.